Greetings, church and friends. Let's begin today by joining me in thanking God that we are alive to see the beginning of another week. A new week or day can bring with it new and fresh opportunities to do some things over or some things better than before. I was so glad to see some of you on yesterday and hope God was pleased with Men's Day. We were blessed to have a few visitors among us, and I trust you made them feel welcomed. Allow me now to follow up with on the message from yesterday, why I am a Christian. Becoming a Christian involves a choice to deny or forsake ourselves and independence, to live as we choose in order to allow God through Christ and His Holy Spirit to live through us. If we become Christians, we are no longer our own or in charge of our lives, but agree to put God in control and give Him ownership. This is a major decision with eternal consequences, and one, quite frankly, many in the church have not totally thought through. This is why I invite you to do what I did on yesterday and take an honest and realistic look at how your life would be different if you were not a Christian. By doing this, we are able to see what we are forsaking in order to become a real Christian. And as you will see, there are things we would do as a non-believer that are inconsistent with a life as a Christian. So, are we really ready to forsake our life as a non-Christian? We can't have it both ways and serve two masters. And if we are willing and ready to forsake a non-Christian life, the question then becomes, why? Why would you give up the freedom of living your life as you choose, not answering to anyone or anything but yourself, to become a Christian? Speaking for myself, I hope to give you my answer to this question next Sunday. In the meantime, I invite you to listen to the sermon once again and answer this eternal question for yourself. It is available for replay through our mobile app or website. Be prepared to compare your reasons with the ones I will give on Sunday. Our reasons may not be the same, and that is fine. The only thing that really matters is that your reason is strong and good enough to cause you to forsake your non-Christian life. So, why are you a Christian? Think about it. I will all this week. Blessings.